the end of Parsha Kitzavo, close to the end, the Torah tells us, Vayikra Moshe Kol Yisrael, Moshe calls all the Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, and he says to them, Atem Riyisem, he says, Kol Asher Asa Hashem Aleinechem Beretz Mitzrayim, Lefaro, Lechol Avadav, Lechol Artso. You've seen everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you. HaMasos HaGdolos HaShara'u Einach HaSos VaMopsim HaGdolim HaHem. You've seen everything, all the tremendous miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you. V'lo Nasan HaShem Lachem Leiv Ladas V'Einayim L'Ros V'Aznayim L'Shmoa Ad HaYom HaZeh. And until this day, HaShem didn't give you a heart to understand, and eyes to see, and ears to listen. It's a little bit of a strange pasuk. At first glance, the Torah seems to be setting up Bnei Yisrael for some sort of rebuke. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them, listen, you've seen everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you. And until this day, but then he says, until this day, Hashem hasn't given you a heart to understand and eyes to see and ears to listen. Well, if Hashem hasn't given them the heart and the eyes and the ears, why is that Bnei Yisrael's fault? And in addition, isn't there some sort of problem here with the Bechira Chafshis? It's as if Bnei Yisrael didn't have a choice as to how they reacted because Hashem didn't give them the proper tools. Rashi tells us something very interesting. In Perek Chavtet, Pasuk Gimel, Rashi says, what does it mean until this day? Ad Hayom Hazeh. Rashi says, Shamati, I heard the following. Seems to be some sort of oral tradition. Rashi doesn't quote any medrash. He says, I heard the following. Sha'oto ayom shenasan Moshe sefer Torah libnei Levi. Kemoshe kasuva yitnala konim bnei Levi. Later on, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the sefer Torah. And he handed it over to Bnei Levi. Bo kol Yisrael lifnei Moshe v'amalom Moshe Rabbeinu af anu amanu b'Sinai. Why did you give the Sefer Torah only to Bnei Levi? We were all at Har Sinai. V'kibalnu et haTorah v'nasata lanu v'nitna lanu, was given to all of us. U'mata mashlit et Bnei Shiftecha aleha. Why did you choose your Shevet, Moshe's from Levi? Why are they going to be the only ones possessing the Sefer Torah? V'yomru lanu yom machar, lo lachem natna, lanu nitna. We're worried. Tomorrow they're going to come along and say to us in the future, no, the Torah's not given to you, it's only given to us. Only Levi has the Torah. V'samach Moshe al hadava. And Moshe was happy with their reaction. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu said, today you became a people. Hayom hazeh hivanti shatem dvekim v'chafitzim b'makom. Today I understood that you really wanted to be close to the Ribono Shalom. What's going on over here? The Sefer Kometz HaMincha, written by Rav Chanoch Ehrentroy, who was a Rav in Germany in the early part of the 20th century, he explains more or less along the following lines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the ability to choose. But everything in life needs siyata d'shmaya. Everything needs help. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. And you know when we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance? When we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we really want something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists us. B'derech she'adam rotze leilech malichem oto. You get to choose your path. And if you choose it, and you want it, you get to siyata d'shmaya. It seems that throughout the 40 years, B'nai Yisrael hadn't shown such active interest in really getting the Torah. We know that B'nai Yisrael were rebuked when they left Har Sinai in the second year in the Midbar, Ketino kabareach mi beit ha-sefer. Like a child who runs away from school. Bell rings, let's get out of here. So if you're not showing interest in understanding and accepting Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you that siyata d'shmaya. You won't have that heart to understand and the eyes to see and the ears to listen. But here we are in year 40. And Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Sefer Torah and he hands it over to Shevet Levi and everybody comes running from Reuven and Shimon and Yehuda and Yisachar and Zvulun and Dan and Naphtali and Gad and Asher and Ephraim and Asher and Binyamin. And they say, we also want it. So Moshe Rabbeinu is so happy. Because if you really want it, then now, today, Kadosh Baruch Hu is immediately going to give you that heart to understand, those eyes to see, and the ears to listen. Hayom azeh niyeta la'am. Today you became a nation. This is what the Aya Kadosh Baruch Hu have been waiting for 40 years. And now I see it. And now you're granted all the tools that you need to be successful. I want to tell you two stories. Neither one is true. There was once a boy in high school. And he wanted all of the latest electronic gadgets that are out there. I don't even know what half of them are. He wanted this and he wanted that, he wanted them all. And his parents were very worried that it would harm his learning, his studying in high school. But everybody has it, everybody. So they say to him, listen, make your deal. Wait till you finish high school. And after you finish high school, you get whatever you want. So he waits till he finishes high school. And after high school, his parents say, okay, there's this big superstore that sells all the latest electronic gadgets. We're going to give you car fare. I'm going to give you a wallet. Go to the superstore when it opens. Stay until it's closed. And enjoy yourself. So he goes to the store, he gets there as soon as it opens, he stays there until it closes, then he comes back home. He walks in the door, and his parents expect him to come with shopping bags galore, and he doesn't have anything. They said, what happened? He said, I went to the store, and it was great, they had all these gadgets. Yeah? Did you buy anything? I said, what do you mean buy anything? Did you come home with anything? No. Well, did you take something off the shelf and put it in your shopping cart? No, I didn't do that. Did you tell the checkout person that you wanted to buy something and take it home with you? No. Did you use the money in the wallet? No. So, you mean that's what I was supposed to do? So can I go back tomorrow? He says, no, this is a one-time chance. You could have done it. You could have come home with everything. Look what you could have required. And we look and we hear the story and we say, such a silly boy. He had the opportunity and he wasted it. Everybody in the store got to know his name. He probably got to know everybody's name in the store. But he walked away with nothing. Story number two. Also not true. This time there was a girl. And she was much more spiritual. She wanted to acquire Torah knowledge. And she wanted to grow in Ruchnius. And a parent said to her, okay, wait till you finish high school. After you finish high school, you'll be able to do all that you want. So she finishes high school, and her parents say to her, okay, overseas, there's this big superstore where you can acquire Torah and Ruchnius. We're giving you the car fare, and we're going to provide you with the wallet. Except this wallet is different than the wallet in the first story. This wallet doesn't contain cash, but it contains a mind and a heart. Moach and a lev. And she finishes school, and she goes to this big superstore overseas. She comes the moment it opens. And this store stays open not for 24 hours. This store stays open for days, for weeks, for months. And when it's all over, after many, many months, she comes back home. And she walks in the door. And the parents say to her, how was it? She said, it was just amazing. So they said, what did you come home with? And she said, what? So what did you come home with? Come home with? I'm supposed to come home with something? Yes. Was there a lot of Torah knowledge? Yes. Did you put any in your shopping cart? I was supposed to put it in my cart? Was the Ruchnius that was available? Yeah, did you acquire any? Did you use what was in the wallet? Did you use your mind and your heart? I was supposed to do that? Oh. I don't know. Can I go back again tomorrow? I'm sorry. This was a one-time deal. And we sit from aside and we look at this person. And we say, ah, it's a shame. Such a silly girl. She wasted that opportunity. First story isn't true. And I sincerely hope that the second story is also not true. But it's up to you. What happens this year isn't going to happen by itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tools, but if we don't want to use the tools, they're just going to get rusty. You don't acquire Ruchnius by osmosis. It's not like, you know, you want to study for the test, you put the book under your pillow and in the morning you'll know everything. You may have tried that in sixth grade. I certainly didn't see it helping. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells Bnei Yisrael, V'lo nasan Hashem lachem lev ladas v'naim l'ros v'aznaim l'shmo ad ayom hazeh. I don't know what happened ad ayom hazeh. But hayom hazeh, I'm telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the lev ladas and the inayim lirot and the aznayim lishmo. You all have it. And when this superstore closes months from now, you can go home with an amazing amount of pekalach. You know what a pekal is? A package. Unbelievable amounts. You can acquire a tremendous amount, more than you can imagine. But you have to use the tools. And you have to want it. But if you want it, then you're going to have the best helper in the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, She wants Torah. She wants Ruchnius. I'm going to help her. And when you have Siyata Dishmaya, nothing will stand in your way.